This morning we will begin with the responsive reading of Psalm for this week, Psalm 23. You'll find it on page 177 in the front of your hymnary, and you may rise. Congregation may respond with the even verses as well as the Gloria. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. You may be seated. And our devotion this morning is based on the fourth verse of this psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And these are your words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. And dear fellow redeemed in Christ, do you know where to find the valley of the shadow of death? Have you ever been there? It is something that you actually do not have to seek. Rather, the valley of the shadow of death finds you. Over the months of this past academic year, many of us have found ourselves in that dark valley. We have lost loved ones. We have seen suffering. We have experienced sorrow and failure. The valley of the shadow of death is real. Because of the unmistakable reality of this truth, there is a tension in this psalm. Our experiences in this life clash with the promises of God. It is true that we have a good shepherd. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Mary. He is the one who sought us in order to rescue us, the one who laid down his life for the sheep. Yet we may still wonder, with the Lord as my shepherd, with his promise that I shall not want, that I shall be blessed with Christ's care for my body and soul, even with eternal life itself, with all of that being true, why then am I still confronted with this valley of the shadow of death? Why am I still surrounded by wolves in sheep's clothing? Why do doubt and fear nag at my mind and soul, reminding me of past sin? Why do I still experience sorrow and trial? How can this be when the shepherd is real and made mine? Shouldn't my life be better? Shouldn't I be more successful? Shouldn't I see victory? And why can't I? Martin Luther, in his usual masterful way, cuts right to the heart of this matter here in Psalm 23 when he says, "This is the golden art, to cling to God's word and promise, to make judgments on the basis of this word and not on the basis of the feelings of my heart." In John 10, which we heard yesterday, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." That voice of the shepherd is the word of God, the word to which we are directed for true comfort and security, that which God desires us to receive and to trust. Again, Luther said, give careful attention to that voice. Firmly believe that you are Christ's sheep and that he is your shepherd who knows you well and is also able to call you by your name. See, Psalm 23 then finally is a confession of faith. As a pastor, some of the last words that I spoke to people in hospice care or at their homes or in the hospital were these words of Psalm 23. It is a psalm that many Christians learn by heart simply by repetition, without having to go through the act of memorizing it specifically. You just learn it because you've heard it so many times. We hear it in services of Christian burial. We hear it in times of sickness. We hear it on Good Shepherd Sunday this whole week. We read it in our devotions. The words bring comfort because they are true and because they do not hide from us the fact that there are trials in life and that God helps us in these trials. The Lord, our shepherd, is with us both in times when things go well and also during times that we would much rather avoid. When we walk, when our road takes us through that dark valley. It is with the promises of God that we can then walk through the darkness without fear. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I be afraid?" Because of the sure word of God, St. Paul concludes at the end of his chapter 8 of Romans, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The working of God on your behalf through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is what allows you to dare to walk without fear, even through that narrow gorge of death. But as I mentioned, this psalm is about faith in these promises, the working of God. We do not see the work of God. It is not obvious to our eyes. We see instead the seeming triumph of our enemies, the road going forward that is long, dreary, gloomy, filled with obstacles to trip us up. If we are abandoned on that road, there is no hope. We will be lost, left to our own plans, wandering in ways unknown to our human mind, will only bring ultimate failure. And so God the Father sent his Son to be our shepherd, to seek us out. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God pledged himself to this. He said, "Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he's among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day." And St. Peter put it this way, "For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." The echoes here of Isaiah chapter 53 are heard in these texts, building on Psalm 23. Isaiah put it this way, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him," that is on the servant, that is on Jesus Christ, "the iniquity of us all." The shepherd dies for sheep who loved to wander. And that death is victory. It is God doing what he promised for you. As you move on from our campus now this spring, many of you perhaps for the last time, the valley of the shadow of death is still there for each of us. But God does not forsake his promises. He does not forget you, his sons and daughters. Fear no evil, fear no foe. Jesus Christ is your good shepherd. And as your shepherd, he keeps bringing you the comfort of his holy word, the certainty of the forgiveness of your sin, eternal life, and free salvation through faith in Christ alone. And that then means, Psalm 23 concludes, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Take that promise home with you this week and always. Do not doubt, but believe that God means it for you. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray, you may rise. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you've promised us that whatever we ask in his name, you will give us. We beseech you, keep us in your word and grant us your Holy Spirit, that he may govern us according to your will. Protect us from the power of the devil, from false doctrine and worship, and also defend our lives against all danger. Grant us your blessing and peace, that we may in all things perceive your merciful help, and both now and forever praise and glorify you as our gracious Father, through our Lord, our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.